Before his fall from grace, Mkhize had been praised, even by some of his political opponents, for his management of the pandemic. The SIU says the minister received more than 6 million rands from the contract his office gave to a firm owned by two women he acknowledged as his comrades in the ruling African National Congress, or ANC. The investigators have also presented evidence to show that Mkhize's son, Dedani, also got a 4 million rands chunk of the tender. The minister has not explained why the contract was even necessary, given that his own communications department would usually perform such tasks. It's now emerged that the SIU gave the report on the matter to President Ramaphosa more than a month ago.
So it doesn't quite make sense to us why the president would then drag his feet to hold the minister to account.
Siviwe Gwahube is health spokesperson for Chief Opposition Party, the Democratic Alliance, or DA.
We now have an acting minister for over a month in the health portfolio in the middle of a global health crisis, and we have a minister of health who has been on special leave for an undefined amount of time. The president absolutely needs to act, and he needs to stop making political considerations when it comes to the appointment of cabinet members.
Spokesman for the Inkatha Freedom Party, Narend Singh, says the SIU findings are more than enough for Ramaphosa to axe Mkhize.
If there is a whiff of any sort of corruption committed by any cabinet minister, allegedly, then the president has a prerogative to remove the cabinet minister. He doesn't have to go through any process. He doesn't have to prove beyond doubt or reasonable doubt. He can remove and replace at his own whim and fancy because the constitution allows him to do that.
There's media speculation that the president's prepared to dismiss Mkhize but can't find a suitable replacement in the ANC. Singh says if this is true, it's once again evidence of the ruling party placing itself above the country's best interests.
Why doesn't he look at members of parliament from other political parties as well, who may have the capability to run these departments more effectively than some of his own pals?
Freedom Front Plus representative Philip van Staden agrees.
President Ramaphosa must go outside and find the best person in South Africa in the medical industry to be the next Minister of Health in South Africa. We cannot continue that ANC members are appointed because they are high on a party list, and the sooner this government and this...
The DA has also laid a criminal charge of corruption against Mkhize. Gwahube says it's not enough for Ramaphosa to fire the minister.
It's absolutely important that those who are found to have stolen public money must be then criminally investigated, and then they must be prosecuted. And the entire criminal justice system needs to work together to be able to get to the bottom of who must be held accountable. So we don't think that the referral...
The president's office says the SIU report about Mkhize is a serious matter that needs further consideration before any decisions are made about his future. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.